Now, as I mentioned at the start of the show, one of the lovely Thursday Drive producers, Sophie Bennett, is going to join us for Chef's Kiss. The Drive team's been cooking up this segment for a little while. It's a new idea. They want to bring you, well, we want to bring you the best of the best, maybe not so mainstream media and entertainment. They want to kind of present to you something that's a little bit different, maybe something you wouldn't necessarily think of watching or indulging in. Do a bit of research and present you with a list of things that you can consume. And what better timing than now? We're in lockdown. And after our discussion with Associate Professor Andy Gao earlier, we thought, why not share some great foreign films? As Andy mentioned, it's a great way to, get familiar with the language and, familiarize yourself with a different culture. So myself and Sophie have compiled a list of all the best foreign films you should be binging that are accessible on Netflix. Joining me now via the phone is Sophie. How's it going, Sophie?
I'm good, thanks, Oscar.
It's good. Yeah, so how would you describe, I don't know if I balls that up a little bit, but what's Chef's Kiss?
Well, I think this was an idea that was kind of picked up, as you might say, by the presenter Beth. So I think she just wanted to bring some things that were of a high standard, high quality, that we really liked and were able to be shared with our audience. So I'm sure she'll tell you a little bit more when she's back.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, you've compiled the list here of some of the best foreign films. You're a bit biased, though. You speak Spanish, so there's a bit of a Spanish focus.
I definitely watch
more
Spanish films in
the future. Love it. So take us through the list. What do we have?
Well, the first one, I think, it's not particularly new. I think both of them have seen it, and it's not Spanish. It's actually from Saudi Arabia. It was the first feature film shot entirely in the country, and also the first directed by a female called Wajda. And it's from 2012.
Yeah, great movie. I actually saw that at a film festival. I think it might have been the Saudi Arabia Film Festival at Palace. Amazing movie. Went in not really knowing anything about it, which I think is the best way to go into a film. And, yeah, it was blown away. It's about, that character Vegeta, and she wants a bike. But obviously with the law in place in our culture, it's illegal for women to ride bicycles.
Yeah, exactly. So basically throughout the film, she's kind of devising different things to earn enough money to buy it for herself. It's that kind of underlying pattern of the real patriarchal society that today is getting in the way. There's a subplot of mother and father, where it becomes increasingly clear that her father may be leaving her mother for another woman who could potentially bear him a son. But the film is really subtle and humane in how it handles these kind of cultural and gender dynamics. And, the strongest part of the film is probably the performance by that first-time actor, Waeed Mohammed. And it's a really standout film.
Well, that was her debut.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I actually remember reading about that film. It was quite hard for them to film because they were obviously filming on location in the suburbs of Saudi Arabia. And for those scenes where the character Vegeta, played by first-time actor Waeed Mohammed, was riding the bike, like they received a lot of conflict from like members of the public. Like there were quite a few tight situations there. So props to them for creating such a amazing film and a story that needed to be told, I think.
Yeah, and I think even though it's quite a few years old now, it's still really worth watching.
Yeah, definitely. So we've got a Spanish film next on the list. What's it all about?
Yeah, this is one that I actually watched. I was living in Madrid last year and went through nearly 3 months of lockdown there. So I actually watched this one with our other producer, Bella, and it's called The Platform. And it's quite well rated, and it's kind of more towards 90% science fiction drama and 10% horror. So it's basically an allegory set in the future where there's prisoners living in these vertical cells. And each cell has to wait for the cell above it to eat food. So this is a massive kind of, I don't know what material, concrete thing that moves down, and the people on the top floor get the food first, and the people at the bottom get, if anything.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds like a good lockdown movie.
Yeah, it kind of shows you, I guess, the worst side of humanity in many ways. It kind of creates really disturbing images that are kind of representative of our own society. So it's really interesting and really gruesome in a lot of ways as well.
Ooh, okay, I'm sold. 90% science fiction and drama and 10% a horror movie. Interesting. Mm. Cool. Oh, yeah, so this third movie, La Belle Epoque, is a French film. This is one of my additions to the list. I fell in love with this movie the first time I watched it. It's basically about this marriage, and it's kind of breaking down a little bit. And the husband is kind of going through this midlife crisis, and yeah, he's almost infatuated with the past, and his past in particular. Like, I think a lot of people can be. It's easy to look back on the past, and it always seems a bit brighter. And his son feels a bit bad for him, and he finds this organization that recreates someone's past for them by. Yeah, so they've got this, that might sound a bit far-fetched, but what they do is like this insane setup. They've got like a, it's basically like a film set, and they get all the details that they need on this particular person's past from their family members, whether it's like the first time they met their wife. So for this character, they essentially, this company recreates the first time he met his wife for him, the same cafe, the same bartender, all hired actors, but they really nail each individual, so it's almost like going back in time. It's a really cute movie.
Yeah, cool. I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, what else do we have on the list? What should people be spinning?
I actually it's from 2018, but I just watched it today. It's called Happy as Lazzaro, and it's an Italian film, and it's really, really quirky. It's quite strange. It's set in the 1970s in the Italian countryside. And it's about kind of this group of people that are slaves. There's this lady who's running a tobacco company, and basically although society's moved on and there's all these rules and regulations now, kind of kicking these people to the side, and they're not aware of the rights they have, and they're basically enslaved without knowing they are. And it kind of centers around this main character, Lazzaro, and he's just so happy and pure and innocent that you watch everything unfold, and it's quite sad, but it's a really beautiful film.
Okay, I like the sound of that one. And that's on Netflix.
I actually watched this one on SBS On Demand.
Oh, yeah, SBS On Demand actually has...
I just don't know if it is in Australia.
Okay, yeah. SBS On Demand has a great program for foreign films.
Yeah. That's definitely a place to go if you want to find more.
Mm. Okay, so should we do one more?
Yeah, we'll wrap it up with another stunt, just because why not? this one I watched the other day with my family as well, because there's been a lot of film watching, as probably everyone else is doing.
Yeah, so definitely.
This one's called The Invisible Guest, or Contratiempo.
Ooh.
Spanish. It's about, just in case. But it's about this guy that kind of gets caught up in this murder. It's not a murder mystery, it's kind of really dark. It's super atmospheric, and it's got heaps of plot twists. And my mum actually somehow guessed the plot twist about halfway through the film, which spoiled it for us.
Oh, mum! Far out, mum.
If I watched it alone, I definitely wouldn't have guessed it. So
such a mum thing to do.
But the movie stars Marius Casas. He's quite a famous Spanish actor, and he plays a lot of dark, complex characters. And this is no exception. It's a psychological thriller, and it tells the case of this murder. And yet you don't really know it's heading into the very end.
Okay. Well, I think that's a great list that you've curated. Thanks so much, Sophie. This is of course being Chef's Kiss. Mwah. I'm never doing that again. I give it five stars. Great. So I think we'll upload that to the 2SER site, won't we, Sophie? So everyone can we'll add a few more to it. That's one of the best joys of lockdown, being able to spend some time, or maybe not, with your family and watch some movies. So definitely check out that list. Thanks so much again for joining me, Sophie.
No problem.
Great. That was Thursday Dry producer Sophie Bennett there for Chef's Kiss, a segment that, seeks to kind of uncover maybe some of the less mainstream, bit more underground films, just forms of media that you can sink your teeth into during these lockdown times, because I know I sure have been consuming a lot more music and film, and take advantage of the free time.